Thanksgiving on the farm. Hello and welcome, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. Today, all across the state, family and friends are gathering together to celebrate the blessings of the year and especially the bountiful harvest we all enjoy. And it's a special day for our farmers. Peggy Howell and her family have a dairy in Hamlin County.
Thanksgiving is very important because we're so lucky. We're so lucky and blessed in our nation to have plentiful food. And also, the dual part of Thanksgiving is you gather your loved ones with you.
And despite the ongoing challenges of running a dairy, Peggy Howell and her husband Bill will milk about 90 cows twice today on their Century Farm, and she continues to count her blessings.
I'm thankful that we had a lot of rain. We had some beautiful sunshiny days. We were able to get our hay and our corn harvested. Our family is healthy, and we're just very blessed to be in this country and to have what we have.
In Sumner County, nurseryman Jim Donahoe will also count his blessings on this Thanksgiving Day.
I'm thankful for being able to do what I absolutely love to do for a living. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for this privilege to be a part of a very small part. A Farm Bureau, and I thank the good Lord for blessing me as much as he has.
Jim Donahoe says his family continues to grow and there's barely enough room for everyone to gather at the home place for Thanksgiving, but he wouldn't have it any other way. And for Franklin County's Mike Robinson, he's blessed to have his family all working with him on the farm today.
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for good weather and our country, our soldiers that protect our freedom. I'm thankful for a free country.
And we all should be thankful for our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.